So hi there, I'm Tim Lavery. Thanks CKVS for this opportunity, I guess, to introduce myself. And I think also, it's kind of timely in the last little while, just reflecting on myself and my path and journey. Both my parents have passed away here in the last 2 years, and after long debilitating illnesses. And so it's kind of a time for reflection of, okay, what have I done, and really, where do I want to go, and what are the next chapters ahead? So this is kind of timely for me to say who I am and how did I get here. I'm not going to do a career biography, but I think I want to reflect on some connections, I think, that in my life have sort of got me to where I am here in the Salmon Arm geographically, but sort of temporally as well. When I was a young teacher, I worked with Co-op Radio in Vancouver. It was a group of about 20 students, and Friday afternoons at 4:30, we were the first program on the air, and we got to work with these young students who would go down, turn on the, well, I say young students, grade 10, 11, and 12, certainly younger than I was, and fire up the transmitter on Seymour Mountain, do all the checks, present their ideas and music, some of which sounded like vacuum cleaners on reverse, but they had the opportunity to get engaged with that. And actually, one or two of them now are still in media, and including one for CBC who reports out of Quebec. These are just thoughts as I was driving down here of, again, what have I been and where am I going? And that stands out. I do want to actually reflect a little bit on just my connections with my family and go from there. My maternal grandparents were from England, England and Romania, really. My paternal grandparents were Irish Americans, came to Upper State, New York. Both sets of grandparents moved up to Saskatchewan to farm when the opportunity was there and the goings were tough in the States. And during the Depression, found their way to Vancouver because that was really where they needed to go and settled in their communities. And that, I think that story is not that unusual about where families, how they travel and where they end up. But I think what was different for me, and when I look back on it in my life, is where they settled in a community and what they did. And so growing up, I grew up near 17th and Oak in Vancouver. My grandparents were working class people. They lived, and I did too, in a neighborhood where there were working class folks. 17th and Oak, if anybody who's been there, there were Chinese families, Jewish families. It was a very mixed neighborhood. And those are my friends growing up. As a 10-year-old, I knew what good lox tasted like, and bagels and challah bread and things like that. And it was really a melting pot that my parents and my grandparents were a key part of, and that sort of rubbed off on me. I didn't know anything any better. In elementary school, at that same location, I went to a Quebecois school. So by grade 4, I was bilingual in this little neighborhood of all these people that were there. And I do think these sort of connections do resonate a little bit as, you know, as we get older and move on. So that was really pretty an unusual situation, I think, for me anyhow, and I really quite cherish it at this stage. I think it's affected impacted my feelings of neighborhoods and connections and what we do to keep each other together and learn from and look out from each other. That was a big part. In terms of formal schooling, so I elementary school, French, I went to high school and then UBC. After a while, I discovered I was pretty adept at figuring out systems and adapting systems and making changes where need be. And so I really did work in the construction industry for a few years, but it just wasn't my cup of tea. And so I changed. It was a pretty abrupt career change. I was much more interested in social equity and programs with the disadvantaged. I went back to school and worked for a couple of years as a social worker after retraining, and then into education and working essentially with disadvantaged youth. When I was talking about that Co-op Radio program, that was disadvantaged youth who were really struggling to stay connected in the school system. And again, that idea of connection and what do you do, and the tools that we use to help people become more productive in their lives and comfortable with themselves. So that aspect of things is carried on today, later on. I retired recently as an educator, for the most part working with disadvantaged youth or adults who are coming back. So I'm in Vancouver, I'm doing this sort of thing, and then my life changed much for the better. I was in I was an educational consultant to a provincial resource program. Those programs are much more regionalized now and in this day and age, but back in the day, a provincial center, there was a particularly young man who, in terms of educational assessment, it was very difficult to get a handle what was going on. And I knew a lot, but I was over my head. I was really stumped with this. And I thought, we had access to other professionals. It was in a hospital situation. I thought, well, I think I should get a speech language consult and just to help me out here. And so a couple days later, in walked the speech language consultant, one Nancy Colkine from Salmon Arm. And we met, we hit it off. A couple of years later, we were married and moved up to Salmon Arm. We just sort of pulled the plug on our Vancouver life. Salmon Arm was actually my first choice. It was maybe her second or third choice at the time. But we came up here, and we came up without jobs. We had saved money. We figured we could survive for a year or two. We just came up. We bought a property in 92, moved up in 94, and started a family. It's this idea of connections and the decisions that we make and who walks into one's life and the chapters that we have. Subsequent to that, coming up here, I had mainly a career as an educator with adult learners, and finished off my career in Sicamous with the Adult Learning Center that was in Sicamous, mainly geared to adults returning, needing to upgrade their grade 12 to get on to something different. And again, in terms of connections and learning out about people and where they're from, you get a chance to work with people, their lives, their kids, their issues, their strengths, their hopes. And so I've had this incredibly rewarding educational career. We're in the current chapter of our lives right now. I've got two wonderful young adult daughters. One's at UVic, one daughter who's graduating from grade 12 at this time. And my wife has a year or two left to work in the school system. So we're just at that stage right now where new chapters are about to come. And that's about it. I can't think of too much more to say here. For me, it's all about connections and community and those early experiences of a neighborhood that are full of diversity really resonate. And I think kind of shape my view of who I am and where I try to be.